Hello, I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a public opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. But first of all, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, and in which of the following states are you registered to vote?
Michigan.
Okay, thank you. And now, in what year were you born, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
1989.
Okay. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
100%.
And if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
I'm not 100% sure, but probably women's rights or the Gaza is a pretty big topic right now, too.
Okay. And now thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or like many people, did you skip that one?
I voted for Joe Biden.
And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I'll probably vote for Joe Biden again.
And some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance you will vote for them, and 100, you will definitely vote for them. The first one is Joe Biden. From 0 to 100?
8.
And Donald Trump? From 0 to 100?
0.
Okay. And thinking about this election this November, if the election for Congress were held today, will you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Democratic.
And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
The Democratic Party.
Do you trust them much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
And now please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. The first one, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Strongly agree.
Okay, the last three. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Okay, the last two. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities.
Strongly agree.
And states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Strongly agree?
I strongly agree.
Okay. And the last one, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Strongly agree.
Now, we're almost done with the survey. We're at 60% now. Thank you so much for your time. I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. And for each, tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them. The first one, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years.
I think he should, we are a country built on immigrants, so we should protect immigrants at all costs.
Okay, so strongly agree with that statement or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree.
The next one, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home country due to war, natural disaster, and other dangerous conditions. The next one,
I strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly agree.
And the last one, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Strongly agree.
Okay, now we're 75%. Thank you again for your kindness to help us. please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you more likely to vote or less likely to vote in the 2024 election. Okay, the first program, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. After hearing that, much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely?
Much more likely.
The next one, a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Much more likely, somewhat more, or less likely?
Much more likely.
The next program, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Much more likely.
The next program, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Yes, much more likely, yes.
Okay, the last three, a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
And the last two, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
Thank you. And the last one, a program that grants work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Much more likely.
Okay. Now, we're basically in the last part of the survey. Again, thank you for your patience. Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. After hearing that, are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little or not at all concerned about that?
I'm somewhat concerned. The DACA program was eliminated when Trump was in office, and I'm not sure how well Biden got that back on track.
Okay. The last four. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum internment camps near the border and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned
Very
about
concerned.
That?
Very concerned. Very concerned.
The last three, Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities.
Very concerned.
The last two, Donald Trump and Republicans believe cuts on the border benefit them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
Very concerned.
And the last one, Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Very concerned, somewhat.
Very concerned, yeah.
And now I'm going to read you the different approaches President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration. I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Joe Biden said we must create an orderly and secure process at the border, and Donald Trump said we must shoot down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. So which approach comes closer to your own view, Biden or Trump?
Joe Biden, but I don't think it's great.
Okay, but much closer with Biden or somewhat closer?
Somewhat closer.
Thank you. And the last question, after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about the November election. If election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Be voting Democratic.
At best, you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers? Yes or no?
No.
And in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? Fox News Channel,
I'm so sorry, but you are breaking up so bad, and I cannot hear a word you are saying.
I'm sorry, in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information?
Fox News, I cannot hear anything you are saying.
Okay, can you hear me okay now?
I cannot hear you.
Okay, maybe it's a connection between us, but everything's fine with my microphone. Can you hear me okay?
You're like a muffly mess. I'm gonna hang up, but I hope that we completed the survey.
We're almost done. May I call you again, please? We're almost done. Just 1 minute more and in the survey. Or can you please, if you hear me now, can you hear me now, okay?
I can sort of hear you.
Yes, just tell me if you use any of the following sources to get your news. Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, WhatsApp, Univision or Telemundo, OAN, MSNBC and CNN, or Instagram. Do you use any of those to get your news?
I use TikTok. I also, watch MSNBC, I go on Facebook, but I don't believe, the news on Facebook because it's pretty,
Correct.
I don't.
And from which country or territory does your family trace their heritage? From which country?
My husband's family is from Mexico, but my family is from Europe, all over Europe.
Okay. And were you born on the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or in another country?
Nope, I was born in Michigan.
And
born in California.
Were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
No.
Okay. And what language do you primarily speak in your home?
English.
Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, or what?
Everybody pretty much in my family is a Democrat.
But will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
And thinking in political terms, will you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I'm more liberal.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? The last
Some
year
college.
Of schooling. And what is your religion, if any?
Atheist.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Bree.
Bree, okay. B-R-I, is that correct?
Yep.
Thank you. And thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we know that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future, yes or no?
Sure.
Okay, and this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day.
You're
Thank
welcome. You.
You
too. Bye.
Bye.